in the left side of his chest, and the bullet went essentially in through the front and then out through the back.
While Greg was rushed to the hospital, a SWAT team combed the hillside where he had been shot.
Did they find the shooter?
No.
Just vanished.
Vanished.
But Sergeant Ernst heard a detail that was curious. When the 911 call about the shooting came in, the situation immediately rang a bell with the dispatchers.
Greg Mulvihill had called our dispatchers earlier in the evening to ask their advice. He had received a phone call from an unknown person stating that that person was a private investigator and had some information.
Greg said the mysterious caller was a man with a deep voice who claimed to have documents that Greg would want to see. Greg got the impression it was evidence that could be used against him in his custody battle with Diana. The man said he'd leave a package for Greg to pick up. Greg asked the dispatcher whether he should go.
What was their response?
Probably not a good idea, but it was up to him.
And he went.
And he went.
This was the meeting spot, an isolated dirt road near a power pole. Greg asked his boss and neighbor Jason to join him on this bizarre mission. Jason told police around 11 p.m., the men pulled up to the intersection of Avenida Soledad and the dirt road. Sergeant Ernst and Detective Scott Stallman took us there.
The package is supposed to be taped somewhere up along the power pole.
Greg carried a bright bicycle light and gave his friend a child's baseball bat, just in case. The men walked along the path and looked for the package, but couldn't find it. Greg scanned the area with his light and then noticed there in the brush.
He sees that it's actually a person laying on the ground holding a sniper rifle.
That's terrifying.
Terrifying.
The man appeared to be wearing camouflage. Greg or Jason yelled, "Gun," or maybe "Run."
And they turned and took off back towards their car. And that's when Mr. Mulvihill was shot. And as they're running back, they're hearing multiple bullets or multiple rounds whizzing past their head.
They got in the car and took off. But then Greg realized how badly he was injured. He pulled over, and Jason called 911.
Greg Mulvihill was being hunted.
Correct.
He just didn't know the trap he was walking into.
Correct.
Nor who was hunting him.
Miraculously, Greg survived his injuries.
He was in the dark and didn't have any idea of who would have done this, or anybody that he could think of that would do this.
Greg did say he was nearing the end of a bitter custody dispute with his wife, Diana Lovejoy, but quickly dismissed the idea that she could have played any role in what happened.
There's no way she's not that type of person. There's no way she can be involved in this in any way.
Of course, police paid a visit to Diana. She said she had no idea who could have shot Greg.
There was nothing in his immediate history that would have led us to think that he was involved in any sort of criminal activity, or that any of his acquaintances would have done him harm based on any sort of activities he was involved in.
Didn't have secrets from his job, maybe high-level job with computers?
No.
Nah. I mean, he brought his boss with him to the crime.
Sergeant Ernst did have one lead to follow.
We knew we needed to get to the bottom of the phone number that was used to call him to lure him to the area then.
You have this phone number in Greg's phone?
Yes.
When that number was traced, though,
that it was actually